kind of bougie and into wine. Yeah, don't worry, me too. So much so, I wrote a book about vino called Everything Happens for a Riesling. But even though I interviewed a bunch of wine experts over the last year or so, I still have a lot of questions about wine. So I thought I'd get to know each one personally on this podcast. Most recently, I sat down with Verdello, and it was unexpectedly affirming.
Hey, this is V. I'm busy right now, so text me and I'll text you back.
Hi, Verdello. Grace here. So it looks like you're 2.5 hours late. I'm just wondering if you're coming... Oh, hold on.
Late. I just got into total Google K-hole, and I mean, I was Googling, where are the Arctic monkeys now? Do you wonder about that?
Do I want to know? Yeah. Should we start the interview?
Yeah, great, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, did you want a drink?
I would love a drink.
Maybe some Verdello?
Don't. You know me. You don't.
We're just really glad you're here. So
thanks for coming. It's great to be here.
Really great to have you.
Thank you. Yeah. Listen, I'm starving.
You haven't eaten?
No.
Oh right.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were catering.
My mistake. I just assumed 8:30 was like a post dinner time. But I can. I can order something, or I've got some leftovers in the... Should we stop the record? Should we? Okay, we'll just quickly stop the record and we'll get you something to eat. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay,
thanks.
Cool. All right. And we're back. Just ordered some lemon chicken pad thai for Verdello, who happens to be our guest today.
The Verdello, not the lemon chicken, because that's kind of a weird Asian fusion restaurant that, quite frankly, they're not two flavours I'd put together.
That's fair enough.
Hi, I'm Verdello. Hi. Thanks for listening. I'm here with Grace. She'll be interviewing me on this podcast, so thank you for listening in. Over to you, Grace.
Our guest today is Verdello, originally harking from the island of Madeira, Portugal. Verdello is a tropical white wine with high acidity.
Grace, and what are you doing?
What?
You're doing this weird thing. I'm so sorry.
It's my intro.
Doing this comedy voice.
No, it's my radio voice. I think you're getting them confused. The deep, delicious timbre that is.
I thought you were taking the piss.
Should I finish the intro before we start?
Yeah, but by all means. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So what? Tropical white wine, high acidity, sensitive nature, obviously. She grows especially well in Margaret River and the Hunter Valley. Welcome. Verdello.
Hi. I mean, it feels like you know so much about me.
Oh, look, I try and do my research, you know.
Yeah. I'm looking into the high acidity thing. I think, you know, that's a personal kind of palate thing, I guess. I guess for people who, I don't know, don't want a bit of personality or something, it's a bit intense, but otherwise.
Well, obviously, you know, you are popular because, you know, you're one of the top five grapes consumed in Australia, white wine grapes. So, you know, you're doing something right, surely. So as a mega pop culture icon, can I ask you about what pop culture you enjoy? So let's start with maybe TV. What are you binging at the moment?
Okay. Look, I have been binging, I don't know if you've seen the series Bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
You gotta watch it. It's so great. Okay.
Wait.
If you think I'm...
Wait, chewing gum?
Chewing gum.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. That's a beautiful show. Okay.
The show you should watch is Chewing Gum.
Have you seen it? Yeah, I have. It's beautiful. Yeah. I love that show.
Right. Okay, just never put it on air that I got that wrong, okay? I just can't have my listeners hearing that I got that wrong.
Oh, sure. We'll definitely edit that. I'm just looking at my producer. That's fine, right? Yeah, we're good.
Great. Because, it's just a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure for me to be always on the know. And quite frankly, I'm just an everyday wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do feel a lot of pressure then to be
God, yeah.
Really? Okay. I mean, like, you just, I would never assume. You just seem so, like, chilled and, like, you got it all together and, oh, I didn't know that Bordello could, you know, have a few insecurities. I would never guess.
I mean, that's the beauty of kind of like curating your image, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That like sometimes if like, you know, people unfollow you or like, I don't know, you check and like people haven't kind of viewed you in a while or I don't know, it's really, it hurts. And I know that I can just not become my best self.
Mm.
But I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that.
You are apparently originally from Portugal. What is it about the warm weather you love?
Oh God, what is not to love? Okay, it's just like the feeling in your body. It's just like all the best elements have come out. You know, it's like when you've shed your first layer, you start to feel the moisture of your body just and everywhere just start to kind of bud out and ripple down your body, and you can just, you turn around, you see someone across and they've just got like this sweat pouring over their contours, and you can just, it's like you can smell them, you can smell them, you could taste them, you could just see them. It's just like you just want to get in on that, you just want to just like, oh, get in, right?
Yeah, wow, I love your confidence. Where do you get your confidence from?
But okay, all right, I mean, look, some of us are kind of born with things to be proud of, but, you know, I mean, anyone can have confidence. And, like, sexiness is confidence. It's just confidence. Yes, I'm full-bodied, but I also have a thick skin, all right? So what you need to do, Grace, when was the last time you went to the beach?
Oh, gosh, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm very pale.
What were you wearing?
A full-length black caftan.
Okay,
and
all right.
And a large hat.
All right, okay.
And sunscreen.
And
zinc.
I really appreciate your individuality, and I don't want to change that. And so what we're going to do is just, like, go through just, like, a little, I don't know, like a visualization exercise, okay?
Okay.
So what I want you to do is to repeat after me. Full body, thick skin. Full body, thick skin. And I'm going to talk you through it, okay? So you just keep saying that, repeating it after. Okay, Grace,
full body,
you're on the beach.
Thick skin.
You're sitting there with your big full black body, caftan and your zinc. You pull out a baby wipe and you wipe that zinc off your face. You reveal full that body, beautiful face underneath. Thick skin. And then you look at the caftan and you think, oh my God, what am I wearing? Why am I wearing this tent when I have a beautiful body underneath that wants to feel the rays of those suns? So you lift up that caftan, you lift it up over your head, and underneath you are wearing a white bodysuit. Another white bodysuit. So you start to strip off that bodysuit and underneath you're wearing a white bikini. And I'm like, Grace, why are you wearing so many layers? Take off the layers. And then you're striding towards the beach. And you're taking off that bikini top. And you're like, why have I held these in for so long? They are ready to hit that surf. And as you dive in, you get out and you realize, oh my God, my bikini bottoms are completely see-through. Grace, continue with the mantra.
Sorry, full body, thick skin.
And then you see that your bikini bottoms are completely see-through. And for a moment, you feel ashamed. But the very next moment, you go, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Everything underneath there is fine. The best fitting thing on my body is my skin. And then you go, I'm going to get rid of these bottoms. And you take the bottoms off. Skin. And then you're striding up the street and you are just in your natural bodysuit. Your full born yourself natural bodysuit. And you walk out and you hit the paveway and you go, oh my God, people are looking at me. But you know what? I'm not ashamed. I feel great. And then you stride up, you get that gelato, you eat that gelato and you go, you know what? I'm going to walk into Westfield. And you walk into Westfield and you go up that escalator. And as you go up the escalator, you go, you know what? I'm going to watch a movie. You get into the movies theater and you're a little bit early. It's pre-previews and you decide it's a full theater. I'm going to get in front of the people in this movie theater and just introduce myself. Grace, you're letting the mantra go.
Full body.
And you get up there and they go, Grace, what are you doing? You go, you know what? This isn't right. I need to go back to my roots. And you find your family and you turn up to your family barbecue and you go, this is me. I'm full body, thick skin. And they go, Grace, we're going to call the police. This is a little bit weird. We think you need to go back to your therapist. And you go, you know what? I'm sick of this. I am going to be my full body, thick skin self, and I am great.
Videlo, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much for coming in.
I've had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah. And Grace, what will you not forget?
Full-bodied,
thick skin.
Today's episode stars Catherine Davies as Videlo and me, Grace De Morgan. Sound by Jimmy Murray, music by Tom Hogan, produced by Annika Kim, Jimmy Murray, and me, Grace De Morgan. Subscribe to the podcast on your favourite podcast feed. You'll find the book, Everything Happens for a Riesling, at most bookstores or order it from Booktopia today. Check us out on Facebook at Everything Happens for a Riesling or follow me on Twitter at Wine and Onesie and on Insta at Wine and Onesie. Cheers.